A surprise move in an Alexandria, Virginia courtroom this morning. John Walker Lind, the American captured while fighting with the Taliban in Afghanistan, pleaded guilty to two charges. The plea agreement spared him the possibility of spending the rest of his life in prison, but at the same time it apparently ensured a sentence of 20 years behind bars. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nita Totenberg reports.
Today was to be the beginning of a showdown hearing over whether Lind's statements, made when he was captured, could be used as evidence against him. Lind entered the courtroom and smiled at his family, all seated in the second row. All was in readiness for CIA agents and military intelligence personnel to testify. A black curtain stretched across part of the courtroom to conceal their identities. But as court opened, defense lawyer James Brosnahan stepped forward to announce that the prosecutors and defense lawyers had reached agreement after midnight last night, and that John Walker Lind would plead guilty to two criminal counts, admitting that he illegally provided services to the Taliban. Before accepting the guilty plea, Judge T.S. Ellis took Lind through a series of standard questions, culminating with a demand that the defendant describe what he did. The 21-year-old Californian responded, "I provided services as a soldier to the Taliban from August to December of 2001. I carried a rifle and two grenades. I did so knowingly and willingly, and knowing it was illegal." Prosecutors said that as part of the plea bargain, Lind agreed to cooperate fully, to submit to a polygraph, and to brief intelligence authorities on what he knows. And he agreed that any profits from any book or movie that he might be paid for would be turned over to the government. Among the other benefits for the government is the fact that government intelligence officers will not have to testify. Outside the courthouse, there were dueling press conferences. U.S. Attorney Paul McNulty said the plea agreement served the purposes of law enforcement.
"This plea agreement is an important victory for the American people in the battle against terrorism."
But defense lawyers pointed out that all of the charges involving terrorist acts had been dropped, including one that accused Lind of conspiracy in the death of CIA agent Johnny Spann. Spann's family was angry about the plea deal, but Lind's father, Frank, said the government had overreached and now was wisely retreating.
"I think the government overreacted in an extreme way against John, given what we know are the facts and what the government today admits to be the fact. John is not a terrorist and he does not support terrorism."
U.S. Attorney McNulty insisted, despite the criticism of the Spann family, that the punishment for Lind was appropriate.
20 years is a period of time which is almost as long as he's been alive. This is a major sentence. I think it proves the strength of our case."
Defense lawyers said the first discussions about a plea agreement occurred 6 weeks ago, but negotiations did not begin in earnest until last Friday. Unbeknownst to the defense lawyers, however, President Bush had signed off on the parameters of a deal 2 days earlier, leaving prosecutors to work out the details. Lead defense lawyer James Brosnahan said the turning point came for him in court last Friday when it became clear that he was likely to lose all his motions to suppress Lind's statements. And while he said he relished the prospect of an acquittal, as he put it, the environment for a trial was not good. Said Brosnahan, "You've got to know when to hold him and when to fold him." And so he made an agreement which he said he hoped would allow John Walker Lind to get out of prison with good behavior in 17 years and to resume his life. Brosnahan said Lind understands that the choices he made led to his current situation.
"He was a soldier in the Taliban. He did it for religious reasons. He did it as a Muslim, and history overcame him."
Brosnahan said Lind knew nothing about September 11th until well after it happened, and that he wanted to leave Afghanistan then but was afraid he would be killed. He never fired a shot, Brosnahan contended, and Lind's father said his son understood his punishment.
"John has no bitterness. He has never expressed the slightest bitterness about any of the treatment that he suffered. He never, in all the interrogations that were going to be the subject of the suppression hearing, never once did John ever say anything against the United States. Never once, not one word. John loves America, and we love America. God bless America."
Lind's sentencing hearing is set for October 4th. While the judge is not bound by the 20-year agreement, he said he's likely to abide by it. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.